Welcome. You have the right to resist being patronized and to form your own opinion. This patronizing happens very subtly. Someone has a suggestion for you. No, they are not forcing you to do anything. They only have your best interests at heart, and what helped them must surely help to you. It's so simple, isn't it? Or paternalism comes in the form of public opinion, the all-encompassing one, the public sentiment, as it was once called in Germany. And there's no doubting that, is there? Millions of people can't be wrong, can they? In the religious sphere, paternalism disguises itself in the quoting of scriptures and wisdom that must not be questioned. Everything is clear there as the patronizing figure sees it, who usually has someone above them who patronizes them, and so on until you reach the authorities who must surely know for certain. Or the patronizing attitude comes when the other person appeals to your common sense. Surely you must see this. It's perfectly obvious, isn't it? Here, your reason, which the other person grants you, is supposed to decide something that isn't at all clear to you. Here, you are being asked to vote against yourself and to patronize yourself so that you then do things you don't actually want to do. It is exhausting to resist this and find your own way, but you have the right to do so. You are allowed to take your time forming your opinion in all its imperfection and provisional nature, and then to voice it. You are an adult and do not need a guardian. You do not need to speak through someone else. Thank you for listening. Until next time, and stay safe.